This is Akashvani Itanagar, the news read by Priya Pat. India and Finland today exchanged several agreements in different areas, including environmental cooperation, migration and mobility partnership, and statistics in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a discussion with President of Finland, Alexander Stubb, on strengthening bilateral cooperation across a wide spectrum of areas. They also exchanged perspectives on regional and global issues of mutual interest, including cooperation in multilateral fora. In his joint statement, Prime Minister Modi said today the world is going through a phase of instability and uncertainty. He said from Ukraine to West Asia, several regions across the world are witnessing ongoing conflicts. Modi said India and Finland are unanimous that military conflict alone cannot solve any issue. The conflict in West Asia is escalating rapidly as several countries are becoming involved. United States and Israel are carrying out joint airstrikes against Iran while Tehran is responding with missiles and drones. Fighting is spreading across different parts of the region and Iran-backed armed groups Hezbollah have joined the attacks. Many countries are expressing concern and are calling for de-escalation as the situation is threatening regional stability and global security. Earlier in the day, Iran launched a new wave of attacks at Israeli and American bases and threatened that the United States will regret torpedoing an Iranian warship in the Indian Ocean. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today soft-launched four digital tools and formally unveiled the mascots Pragati and Vikas, symbolizing women and men for Census 2027 in New Delhi. The tools include house listing block creator, web application, HLO mobile application, self-enumeration portal and census management and monitoring system portal. Budget session of Arunachal Pradesh Legislative Assembly will commence tomorrow and continue till March 12th with five sittings. Deputy Chief Minister Chauhan Man will present the budget estimates for the financial year 2026-27 on March 10. The budget will be taken up for discussion and passing on March 11. Seven government bills are scheduled to be introduced on the opening day, including the Arunachal Pradesh Local Authorities Prohibition of Defection Amendment Bill 2026, the Arunachal Pradesh Teachers Transfer and Posting Regulation and Management Bill 2026, and the Arunachal Pradesh Fire and Emergency Services Bill 2026. An amendment bill to revise salaries, allowances and pensions of MLAs will also be tabled. Troops of the Spears Corps carried out an integrated live firing exercise in Arunachal Pradesh, demonstrating operational coordination among security forces. Personnel of the Indian Army, Indo-Tibetan Border Police and Assam Rifles participated in the drill, showcasing lethal precision, rapid target engagement and seamless multi-agency combat synergy. The exercise was conducted in challenging high-altitude terrain to enhance joint operational readiness and strengthen coordination among the forces deployed along the frontier areas of the state, the Army's Spear Corps said. NHPC Limited has achieved a major milestone in the 2,000-megawatt Subansiri Lower Hydroelectric Project with a successful lowering of the generator rotor of Unit 5 into the generator pit on March 1 last. Weighing 673 metric tons, the rotor is the heaviest equipment ever handled in a hydropower plant in India. The operation was executed with meticulous planning and coordination among project teams. Tawang police has apprehended a tourist from West Bengal on Wednesday for allegedly stealing religious items from Buddha Park. Acting on inputs, a police team led by the officer in charge of Tawang police station swiftly traced the accused and recovered the stolen items, including a medium-sized Buddha idol, a pair of Tingsa symbols, and two metal butter lamps. However, the caretaker, monk of the park, pardoned the accused and chose not to lodge an FIR. The prompt action of the police in retrieving the sacred items was widely appreciated by locals. The Lower Siang District Administration organized a Sewa Aapke Dwar 2.0 camp at Talam General Ground on Wednesday to deliver essential government services at the doorsteps of the people benefiting residents of Saran Circle. The camp was inaugurated by Saran ZPM Mikir Koyu Doi in the presence of Nari ADC Einstein Koyu and others. A health and hygiene awareness program was conducted at Simong Village on Wednesday as part of community outreach initiatives linked to the Siang Upper Multipurpose Project, organized under the banner of RO Welfare Society. The program aimed to promote preventive health care, improve sanitation habits, and strengthen awareness on personal and public hygiene among villagers. Sanitary pads and other hygiene items were distributed, while informational materials on some were also circulated. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India is facing England in a second semi-finals at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai this evening. India were 136 for 2 wickets after 11.2 overs. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.